It's time for another update from our friends from the Encourage Foundation. They're located at 478 East Grand Avenue. Beautiful facility right across from Hotel Mead. And their phone number is 715-818-6179. And today we have Corey Anfinson here and Michelle Gaetsch. And we got a number of things to talk about on the agenda for our discussion this morning is the upcoming community picnic. We're going to talk about the global giving effort and tease some Tribune teaser events, as it is. And with that, we welcome Corey and Michelle. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Okay, so beautiful morning. And so let's talk about the community picnic, I guess. And Pam pointed it out, it's going to be unofficially my sister's birthday on that.
Well, you'll have to give her a shout-out at the event.
I will, yes. And that's a nice tease because, once again, I will be your friendly picnic announcer.
Absolutely. We wouldn't want it any other way.
Okay. No, I'm looking forward to it. Got kind of shortchanged last year by the rain. We still had fun.
We had lots of fun. We still had 4,000 guests, so we were happy with that.
Okay. So we're going to have a day like right now.
72 sunny with a nice breeze. That's what I ordered.
Okay.
It's on order.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. So let's talk about the community picnic. The last time we talked about it, you were in need of volunteers. We've been making announcements here about the fact that, hey, this is a great opportunity to have some fun, give back to your community, and just, you know, enjoy yourself.
Exactly. We are still looking for volunteers, which is typical this time, a couple weeks before yet. But we do offer different shifts for volunteers. We offer training for our volunteers, and you get a blue shirt to wear at the event and some really awesome sunglasses. But in order to make the event happen, it takes about 300 volunteers. So that's quite a bit of people. But without the volunteers, we would not be able to do the event. So we still need people to grill in the afternoon, grill some burgers and hot dogs. And then we're in need of people to work on the shifts. So first shift is 4 to 6, and second shift is 5:45 to 8.
Okay. And it's fun. You'll have a ball. And we're going to do the meal just like last year with
Yeah, so this year it's similar to last year in that it's going to be a community meal. So you'll be going through a community line. So it's not going to be the separate booths like there were a couple years ago. So last year we went back to that. We realized quickly that the picnic was expanding, which is wonderful, but it was giving less time for folks to spend with one another and meet someone new when they had to go stand in multiple lines to fill up their one plate with different items. So you'll be going through one line, and the menu this year consists of burgers, veggie burgers and hot dogs, different kinds of salads, so like a potato salad, pasta salad, apple slices, locally sourced from Wisconsin, and then we're going to have the usual, you know, tons of different kinds of dessert options, all locally made, and then we're going to have our dilly bars and cotton candy, so it'll be great.
Yes, and like you said, it's all locally sourced food, and you've gotten a lot of help from different restaurants and churches and everything else.
Mm-hmm. So we have lots of different restaurants participating. We have new partnerships this year. So those restaurants are doing multiple different things. It could be making potato salad. It could be borrowing us their truck so that we can keep the food items hot for the night. It could be they're helping to bake a sheet cake or bake cookies for the night. So we've been fortunate to get some really good partnerships. But like I said, we still need some folks to come out and help us with a few other things.
Yeah, and like I said, it's going to be fun. So I've the T-shirt I've been wearing the last that baby blue or whatever.
Yep.
That's the one. Okay.
Yep. So we're going to be wearing those blue picnic shirts. So if you volunteer, you do receive one at training. So everyone gets a T-shirt.
Yeah, I got mine. And then I got to remember. I don't know if I have if I kept my name badge or not, but you might want to make one.
We print those every year.
Okay.
I do want to tell you about some new things we have this year, though.
Okay, let's talk about it.
So
I like that.
We know that downtown parking can become an issue when you have 8,000 people attending an event.
Yes, and you've got construction going on.
So we are going to be offering a shuttle this year. So folks will be able to park over at Witter Field. So we've been working with the city and the Rafters in order to use their parking lots. So there's no Raptors game that night because they're actually going to be helping us at the picnic. Not the actual team, but a lot of the employees are helping out. So you can take a shuttle from the Witterfield parking lot. So you can get right on a shuttle, not walk very far at all to get on the shuttle in the parking lot, and get shuttled right over to the event right near the food lines. And so that's going to open up a lot of opportunity for folks to not have to worry about parking. And the shuttle is going to run continuously all night long after the event to get people back to their cars.
Oh, that's awesome. And thank you, Rafters.
Yes.
That's a nice community spirit there. So that will simplify things greatly, especially folks living in that area on the east side, is parked
by
the stadium.
Absolutely. You just walk over to Witterfield and hop on the bus, and we'll take you across the river, and you can enjoy the picnic.
Right.
Get a frosty beverage and enjoy the night.
Yeah. No, a great idea. That's wonderful. Okay, the other new thing.
This year we are excited to announce that our friends from Southbound are going to be performing for the night. So you're going to be right next to Southbound for
the
night.
Oh, boy! All right, now I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I get to bring in a band.
Yeah, we are super excited. They should be starting around 5 o'clock-ish, just depending on when they can get there and get set up. And they'll be playing till 7:30. So we're really excited about that. Desserts, we're expanding a little bit this year. We have more churches participating. We are still looking for anyone who'd be interested in baking for the event. So last night, Team Encourage got together, and we baked 600 cookies to share with our friends out at the community picnic. So if there's a group of folks interested, you know, if you got a couple of neighbors who you all like to bake, call Encourage and we can get you set up with baking for the picnic. Even if you only want to bake a couple dozen, we'll take them.
Okay. What kind of cookies did you
bake? We made Craisin dark chocolate last night.
I
did sample because somebody had to do, you know, quality control.
Oh, yes.
I took care of it for the team. I did do that.
Someone had to do it.
Local cranberries, right?
Local cranberries that we did receive from
Mariani,
yep. So sweet cranberries, sweet dried cranberries that are super tasty. I did sample one of those, you know, just to make sure.
Well, at Farm Technology Days, I saw some of their product yesterday and saw some of the, I had a Cranmore cookie. That's cranberries, I think chocolate. It was really hearty cookie.
Yum.
And,
These were tasty too, so you have to try one at the picnic.
I will. I promise.
And, you know, one more thing that we're doing this year is, you know, we get a lot of questions, you know, how can I contribute? I can't volunteer, or I don't own a business, so I can't make you a potato salad, or I can't give you $500. We want everyone to feel like they can contribute to the picnic in any which way that they can. And so we want to make sure that we're available to accept donations. So this year we will make sure that there's a spot right by, we'll be over by Southbound on the riverfront.
Okay.
Where if you want to, you know, think about it this way, purchase your neighbor's meal. It would be about $10. If you want to contribute to the picnic, you could certainly come down and swipe your card or give $10 cash so you can buy your neighbor's meal for it.
No, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
A great idea. But the bottom line is, it's August 1st, right?
August 1st, 438, downtown, right in front of the Tribune on the riverfront.
Yeah, and are we going to have Oso providing malted beverages again? Or?
Yes, we will have some Oso brews available. They're going to be super tasty like always. Biggest hit is the dilly bars, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't have a picnic without a dilly bar.
I agree. Although I will say our cookies were pretty tasty. They might rival those dilly
bars. Do you have sweet corn again? Or?
We're hopeful. The growing season, you know, determines that every year. We always find that out the last minute. So we're hopeful, but you never know.
Okay. But bottom line is you're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to meet there is one price for this. For everybody. We want you to meet somebody new.
Absolutely.
Make a new, consider this, as I've said on stage at the event, I call it the world's largest family reunion.
Exactly.
You know, we want everybody to get to know each other just like you would your family.
Yep. Come down, meet your neighbors. You know, whether we share the same backyard or not, we share this community. And so this is a great opportunity to get to know somebody new or revisit with someone that maybe you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah. And that's always fun.
Yeah.
And it's fun, too. Sometimes you meet somebody and you find out you have a mutual interest.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, you got a new friendship and a new buddy that you both do something together with. And that's what we love to see.
We would love to see that. So the only ask of the night, like you said, Carl, is come out, meet your neighbors.
Yeah. And then enjoy a wonderful evening that's going to be comfortably warm and coolish and along the beautiful riverfront. And for the annual, how many years now is it?
This is our seventh year.
The seventh annual community picnic. Show me places in this state. I don't think there's any place in the state of Wisconsin or the upper Midwest that does something like this.
I don't know either. We're pretty proud of it, and we're proud of this community for helping to make it happen.
Yeah, that's something we all should be proud of.
Exactly.
It's a community tradition we created, and we should be proud of.
I agree.
We're going to take a quick break so I can cough, and then we're going to talk about the Global Giving Challenge and also some Tribune teaser events. You know, we're getting our update from Encourage here on the Morning Magazine, and we have in the studio Corey Anfinson and Michelle Gage, and we just community picnic again. They can use volunteers, but we want you at the picnic. It's our family, it's your community, August 1st. And remember, this year you can park by the Rafter Stadium at Witter Field, and they'll have a shuttle going back and forth. So if that's an issue for you, or if you're from the east side and you don't want to drive all over to the west side, that'd probably be the easiest thing to do. But that's August 1st. But there was some big news, and you folks came through in a big way with the Global Giving Challenge. So why don't we get an update on that? Because that really kicked things into gear.
Right. So this is really exciting. So we just left off the last segment by saying that our community should be so proud of the community picnic. The community should be super proud of their efforts to raise funding for global giving. So first of all, what is global giving? It's a crowdfunding platform, which just means it's an online place where you can go to donate to highly vetted projects, which means that, you know, they have staff that look into your organization, your project, and make sure that it is something that people should be supporting. So let me tell you some really exciting statistics. The Tribune Project is what's the focus of the Global Giving campaign. And for about 19 days, just about 3 weeks, we had the opportunity to raise $5,000 by 40 donors. And if we met that minimum, then the Tribune is able to be a permanent project site on Global Giving. This is incredibly important because it's a global exposure for the Tribune and for our Central Wisconsin community. And so the awesome news is that we made it. We actually have raised to date $8,326 from 101 donors.
Awesome.
Locally.
Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, so we met the 5,000 minimum, we met the donor minimum, and so now the Tribune is a permanent project on the site, which means that from now until, you know, we complete those renovations, anyone literally in the world can go online and find the Tribune and donate to this cause.
And that is going to be interesting to see, because there are what I call social entrepreneurs or philanthropists that look for unique opportunities. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be very unique. And I would not be surprised to hear of someone that says, I want to help these folks out.
Right. It's really incredible because, you know, it's always been our goal to raise $1 million. We need a little bit more than $1 for the Tribune. $1 million.
Otherwise, I'll give it to you right now.
$1 million from the local community. And the global giving opportunity first helps us to meet that goal, but expands our reach, like I said, globally. And so we can find individuals of high net worth and corporate philanthropic giving organizations who want to fund, you know, the revitalization of rural communities, who are passionate about like economic development and community development in rural communities. And so we hope to catch their attention.
Have you gotten any inquiries from anybody, like online, or have you heard of anything, or is it too early yet?
Well, that's just not exactly how it works.
Okay,
we wouldn't necessarily know who.
Okay, it would just show up all of a sudden. You got hold it.
Okay. Yeah, or you know, they might see the Tribune Project and then connect with our staff to understand how they can.
Okay, that's what I meant. You know, like somebody is hey, I have some questions.
Right, absolutely. So I think I just have to give you some statistics because this is so cool. So in those 3 weeks, so there were 674. And tell me if I should stop. There were 674 participants around the globe that participated. Only 99 actually were able to meet that $25,000 minimum, and the Tribune was one of them. So you can imagine,
wow,
that's pretty special.
That is.
Right.
Another example of why this community should be proud.
It is. We should be so proud. And we couldn't have done it without the community. It was their donations and their outreach to their networks. And I should say that global giving is not over. This is going to continue until we meet our fundraising goals. So the community will continue to hear, encourage, talk about the global giving opportunity.
And so that also helps accelerate putting that shovel in the ground.
It's a big part of it.
Yeah.
It's a big part of it.
So you got any dream goal that encourage yet of when you would like to do that?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
No, we're realistic in knowing that this is not a normal type of development, mm-hmm, and that it's going to take time. And the way that we have been approaching fundraising is different. It's unique. We aren't looking, you know, to raise locally the $14 million needed to do the building as it would be in the plans right now. But what we do know is we have residents who want to be able to contribute. And whether it's $5 or $100, we want to honor that in the same way. And if it takes longer to get to that point, then it takes longer to get to that point.
And correct me, with this global giving, there are certain days where if you donate on that particular day, it can double your money or something like that?
Right. So that's also a huge bonus to being part of global giving. And I should say, July 18th, we actually do have 100% matching opportunity that we'll be promoting. And there'll be matching opportunities every month, you know.
I got a feeling you're going to be surprised how quickly that million. Call it male instinct, or just a gut feeling. I just have a gut feeling.
I like that gut feeling, Carl.
Okay. So, in order to kind of keep the morale up, keep people thinking forward, and like it with any kind of a big project, you gotta keep the spirits up. You gotta keep the vision in front of people, and you've come up with these Tribune teaser events.
Yes, we have been doing different events throughout the summer that just highlight some of the activity or programming that you might see in the Tribune once the doors open. So we are super excited to, you know, we have opportunities. Last night I was over at the Tribune. We had an artist in there painting a window because coming up in August, we're going to be launching Friday Night Lights, which is part of a Tribune teaser. And so you're going to see on August 3rd, we're going to have an event where we invite people to come and see the lights. They'll see them as they're going up, but that's when they should be finished by. And then every Friday night, we're going to turn the lights on in the Tribune, and when you drive by, it's going to look almost like stained glass, kind of, where those images will come through from the light shining inside the Tribune, and it'll be glowing almost with the painting. And so we have so many different artists, local artists, coming to paint windows at the Tribune. It's super exciting. So that's coming up in August. But prior to that, we have Suppin' for the Trib. So we're partnering with Kim Kinsey at Sup the Rapids, and we're going to be doing supping in front of the Tribune on July 24th. It's a Tuesday night, and that's at 6 o'clock. Folks who are interested in supping for the Trib can sign up online at the EncourageCF.org website, or they can go to our Facebook and find that link there.
Okay.
So we're excited about that one because we imagine with recreational rentals and the partnerships that we're building to have that recreation on the riverfront all the time, and just that is an example of how we can partner to do that.
And I see the Tribune building along with the bike rental. Now,
yes.
This is going to become a hub of activity for visitors. I mean, people are going to go, oh, hey, we're here visiting. We want to take advantage of your beautiful riverfront, your trail system, et cetera, et cetera. I can see where this could really be a cool place.
And, you know, that's exactly what our residents imagined when they created the plans for the Tribune, is how do we collaborate with other entities in the community to make this central place, right? To get people into our downtown, which is beautiful and wonderful, and there's already wonderful things going on down there. Let's expand that. And the location of the Tribune couldn't be a better spot.
Okay. So, and the Tribune teaser events, you can find all the details on
Yes.
on the website.
Yep, everything is going to be on the Encourage website. We're adding new events all the time. So, you know, whether you went to one or not yet, keep checking our site because we'll be adding new ones. We just met this morning, and actually we got a couple new ones coming up later in the fall.
Can people contact you and say, hey, I got an idea?
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
Sure, they can give us a call. We love resident-led ideas. Mm-hmm. So we did a Wellness Wednesday where we were so fortunate to have Fuel Up to Play 60 and a local Phi-Ed teacher and First Tee of Central Wisconsin partnered with us, and they ran an event for kids at the Tribune last month.
Okay, so I mean the only limit is your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so. What else? We got the picnic, we got global giving, we got the Tribune teaser events. A lot happening.
Yeah, did we get to talk about the August 25th?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Why don't we?
Farmers Market event. It's a collaboration with Wood County Health Department and Mid-State Technical College's hospitality program.
Okay.
And so we're going to have a chef doing a demonstration, correct?
Yep, chef, I believe his name is Paul Kennedy. He's out at Mid-State.
He's very good.
He's going to be doing a demo at the Farmers Market, and he'll be getting assistance from probably Amy Scheid at Encourage.
Okay.
And they are going to be doing some tastings, of course, and you'll be getting recipes. And they'll be sourcing local products from farmer market vendors for that event. So you're going to be tasting what you can buy right there on site that day, which is exciting.
Fun. What day is...
It is a Saturday morning.
Got to go there. I got to plan on going to that one. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, we're going to be getting that one up on our events page. That's, like I said, we met this morning, so there's going to be more coming. So check out our EncourageCF.org website to find out what time and where that's going to be.
You know, with all the stuff going on in our town, this project, the Y and Boys and Girls Club project, Triangle project, I was joking. And then I realized it wasn't a joke because it's becoming a reality. We got a lot of contractors and people who build stuff visiting our community and staying in our community. The building process also provides a benefit. And hopefully when they come to our community, they find our community, they go, wow, this is pretty special. Who knows? Maybe they might want to come and become a part of our community. You never know.
You never know. I met a great couple at the Zoo House yesterday
who are new
to the community who moved here because they love the BMX track and they loved the location of Rapids. And, you know, it all just worked out for them and they were able to relocate over here. And they were so appreciative of the free zoo event yesterday and they're going to join us at the community picnic so they can meet some neighbors.
That's awesome. And that, I'm glad you just did mention that. If you know of someone in your circle, maybe in your church, in your neighborhood, or your workplace who's new to the community, encourage them, pun intended, to come to the community picnic. Say, hey, listen, I'm going to be there. You come, bring your family, and you're going to feel, we're going to get you to become a part of this community. Because I think when people feel connected, that's when any loneliness or homesickness or awkwardness about a new location can go away, correct?
Absolutely. And that is the intent of the picnic. It's to provide connections, right? And so we're hopeful that people feel welcome to come. We remove all barriers that we can. So it's a free meal. It's an opportunity for you to enjoy local music because, you know, our friends at Southbound will be playing.
I'm looking forward to that.
You know, and bring your picnic chair and just have a seat and look at the beautiful river.
Now, for folks that have mobility issues, what's going to be done for helping those folks?
So we often have, you know, those questions. So we have the Centralia lot in the front will be where handicapped or disabled parking, both will be there if you're on crutches or something like that. And then we often have volunteers, which we need more of,
to
help them if they need help holding their plate or as they're going through a food line. And anyone in a blue shirt is usually walking around is willing to help somebody out. And what we've seen in the past is our volunteers who were assigned to that job often don't have a lot of work because friends are helping each other, neighbors are helping each other, people are meeting each other in food lines saying, hey, let me help you carry your plate, whether they
wonderful.
Know each other or not.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Yeah, that's what being a family is all
we
about.
We saw a lot of that last year with the rain, sharing of umbrellas.
Oh, yeah.
And it was wonderful to see people smiling even though they were drenched.
I remember the first thing we did, well, the first thing was made sure that the area I was in was safe by unplugging everything. Electricity, sound systems, and water don't mix. And then there were folks that came in and said, oh, you guys need umbrellas. And someone came over with some beers and we're going, hey, if I'm going to be in a rainstorm, this is a pretty good rainstorm to be in.
Yeah. and kept us cool.
Kept us cool, and we had a great meal, and a lot of and people that didn't show up were going, "You guys all seem happy." Yeah, we had a good time. You missed a good party. But we're going to have perfect weather this year, and we're going to double the crowd.
It's going to be wonderful.
Anything else before I let you ladies go?
As always, we appreciate you letting us come over and share some of our upcoming events and opportunities.